So we are still in the Chovos HaLevavos. We are up to the fifth perek in the Shaar of Avodat HaElokim. We're talking about the proper way in which to worship Hashem. Okay, so the Chovos HaLevavos says, we're going to now discuss for the rest of this section, basically, the proper way in which our minds, our intellect, is going to force us or urge us, basically, to serve Hashem the right way. Vinomar ki ha'ara ha'sichlis hi haskaras ha'elukim es ha'adam be'emtzo sichlo ladaso so ula hakir simane chachmaso. The idea of our intellect, of our minds, when it comes to serving Hashem, is that through our minds, through our intellect, we're going to use that to come to know Hashem. The only way in which a person is able to properly come to serve Hashem is if you make the Torah into the light of your life. You essentially allow the Torah to guide you. You also have a certain level of intellectual maturity where you're able to understand things clearly. And you also have this strong desire to connect to Hashem and also to essentially remove any sort of physical distractions that you have from Olam Hazeh. Those are the things that you need to do if you want to come to build a connection with Hashem. Essentially, there are many ways that a person will experience this urge, this intellectual urge to be able to connect to Hashem, right? The ways in which a person is able to experience this urge to connect to Hashem is if essentially you make sure that you don't do things that are bad, that are evil, and that you connect to those things that are positive. So for example, you have to make sure to always speak truthfully and to never speak falsely. You have to make sure to always choose the right thing and not the wrong thing. You have to make sure that when there are Rishayim around, that you condemn the Rishayim and you prop up the Tzaddikim, right? There are many, many things that we can do in our lives to enhance our ability to connect to and to worship Hashem. Once we've clearly established and we've understood these different ways in which we are able to connect to Hashem with our soul and with our minds, when you can internalize the way in which to serve Hashem from your soul, from your nefesh, then it translates into your seichel as well. Your seichel, your mindset, the way in which we serve Hashem with our intellect, generally will follow naturally from the way in which we serve Hashem with our nefesh. So he says, for example, when Hashem is going to remind you of the proper way to act, of the way to be good, so what's going to happen is that you're going to, your mind and your nefesh, your seichel and your nefesh are going to come to appreciate all of the kindness that Hashem has bestowed upon us and will come to recognize the greatness of Hashem. V'cha'asher yishtadil l'safram v'la'amod aleihem b'sichlo v'lo yasig ezeh ba'avur klilasam v'rubam v'hasmadasam u'meshichasam yisba es nafsho b'ma shehisbarer chiyuvo v'sichlo migamol ba'alei atovos batov v'vachor batzedek v'yivchar l'gamol ha'elokim yisaleh al rov tovo sav etzlo. And what's going to happen is that you're going to try and start to list and to say over all of the different positives, all of the good things that Hashem has done for you, but you're going to realize that you really don't have the ability to do that. That you're not really able to express properly all of the goodness that Hashem has done for you. And once you've come to the realization that you can't adequately express all the good that Hashem has done for you, you are going to continue to talk about and exalt and praise the name of Hashem because of all of the positive things that He has done. V'chaasher yira be'ein levavo, she'ein lo yecholas lazeh im she'ein haborei tzarech lo, yischayev lihi kanav lihi yos shafal v'nakel etzal atzmo. Once you've come to the realization that we do not have the ability to fully understand Hashem, because Hashem doesn't need us, Hashem doesn't need any of our praises, so what's going to happen? You're going to realize how lowly you are in comparison to Hashem, and you're just going to have to make yourself humble. You're going to act with a sense of humility because you realize that we are nothing in comparison to Hashem. And what you're going to then do is that you're going to try everything possible to connect yourself to Hashem, to be able to approach Hashem, because again, you want to be able to understand Him. V'yomer l'nefesh, and this level of seichel, this level of understanding and appreciation of how much greater Hashem is than us, is going to then turn around to our nefesh, to our soul, and say, ha'im isbarer etzlich v'hiskayim b'dateich sha'ar chavula v'tovos boreich u'kinuya v'rov chasadov v'utzim chanusav? Says, do you not realize, are you unaware of all of the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you? He says, do you fully realize all the good that Hashem has done? Vatomer came, and the nefesh will respond in the affirmative. The nefesh will say, yes, you know, that I do appreciate all the good that Hashem has done. So Amar la haseichel, ha'im da'teich lefroak tzas ma'ashar chayelis laborei? Amar ha'nefesh kein. Similar question. He says, are you intending to repay everything that you owe Hashem? And he says, yeah, I'm going to do that too. So Amar la haseichel, so the seichel turns around to the nefesh and says, v'heichi tachin lach ze im rifyon kaspei chaylov? How are you able to do such a thing when your desire, your longing to connect to Hashem is very weak, right? V'einenu sovel meriras harifua, elo mishahu nichsaf labrius. Avo mishahenu nichsaf labrius lo yisbok shia rifua. Says, only a person who is yearning to become healthy, who is yearning for their illness to go away, they will be able to put up with taking, disgusting medication. But if a person doesn't care enough about the situation that they're in, they don't appreciate the gravity of the situation they're in, then they're not going to be willing to put up with taking disgusting medication if they know that, they don't really care about the result. So Amra HaNefesh, so the soul responds to the Seichel, Kaspi Chazak V'Tzari Gadol Lefro Mashet Tasig Yadi Yima Sheyesh Lelokai Alai V'Ata Zari Zosiot. So the Nefesh turns around and says, my yearning and my desire to connect to Hashem and my pain that I can't connect to Hashem is so powerful, it's so great, that I'm going to go even above and beyond to connect to Hashem, and especially what you just said to me has made me even more, has focused me even more to be able to connect to Hashem. So Amar la haseichel and Tomri emes kasher sipart, if what you're saying is true, evstro shetatzliach bocha refua, it's possible that you could be healed. V'meinenu emes kasher amart, lo sefati ala nafshich. But if what you're saying is a lie, if what you're saying is not true, then you're just fooling yourself. Ki achkola kishu mechaziv la rofe, einenu monek kiim atzmo, umasir ha rofe torcho v'yachpil al hachola cholio. What happens if a patient goes into the doctor and lies about his illness? It's going to be worse for the patient, because the doctor is not going to know what's wrong with him. It's not going to be able to treat him properly, and potentially, let's say he thinks the patient has something else that's wrong with him, could give him the wrong medication, could potentially kill the patient. So not being aware, not being cognizant of what illness you have is extremely dangerous from a medical perspective, but it's also dangerous from a spiritual perspective, right? If you are not aware of your failings, of your flaws, so then you're not going to know what to do to be able to correct the situation that you're in. Okay, then he continues. Amra hanefesh v'heichi yeh mimeni hakosef lo o harifyon bo. How do you know if you feel a desire to connect to Hashem or not? So Amar la haseichel im yeh kaspeich lo achar yediyah v'rav otze ma sha'ar chayeves leilokim min agmul u'miot ma sheyesh b'yicholteich mimenu v'chi v'hisrap u'seich bo ma pal haseich u'v'hishtad u'seich bo atzal haseich v'chay u'seich kaspeich emes hechefzeich nachot z'im lo hu sheker. So it's very simple. He says, if your desire to connect to Hashem is coming from a clear understanding or a realization about how significant your debt to Hashem is, about how weak and how little power we have, and how great Hashem is, and you are trying to connect to Hashem for that reason, then that is a true connection to Hashem, because you want Hashem to save you, you want Hashem to spare you. But if the reason why you're connecting to Hashem is not for that reason, if your longing, if your urge to connect to Hashem is not genuine, so then the whole thing is a lie, you don't really want to connect to Him. So Amra HaNefesh, so the soul responds to the Seichel, he says, I never want anything, the Nefesh was saying to the Seichel that everything that I've longed for until now has just been a lie. It's just been a sham. It's all been a farce. It's been fake. Until you, the Seichel, have come to me and explained to me that which I needed to, you know, to do in order to be on the right track, everything that I longed for beforehand was all just a fake. Nothing about it was real. So Amar la Seichel, Amashu Sachar Nemes, his Abki al Tsar HaRefua, Visivli Meriru Sasam Viroa Tamo, Achar Asher Timani Min HaMachal HaRasha Hayis Regilavo. So now the Seichel turns back to the Nefesh and says, if that is true, then you have to now mentally prepare yourself for the pain of the treatment that's coming and the bitter taste of the medication that you're about to take, right? Because again, he says, essentially, you are going to have to get rid of all of your bad habits before, right? The same way that if a person wants to lose weight, they have to go off a bad diet that they were on. You're going to have to kind of remove anything spiritually bad that you were doing before if you want to be able to change gears in your life. So, Amra HaNefesh, Umahu HaMaychal HaRasher HaYisi Regi, what was this bad food that I was eating before that you're telling me to stay off of? So Amar la haseichel hi hamida hamaguna shegavra alaych mireishi seich v'chol choseha hamachazikim osa mitchilas giduleich. It was the very thing that led you to this position in the first place, right? The thing that was tripping you up, the thing that was causing you to not realize how much you really wanted a connection with Hashem. So Amra HaNefesh, so the soul says back to the Seichel, Ve'ezo mida hi amida hazo, sumahim akocho sumachazi ginosa. What kind of amida is this? What are the forces that are causing me to do this? So Amra HaSeichel, Hamidos hameguno shabach rabos, avol sharshan v'ikaron shtei midos. He says, all of your bad traits can be boiled down to two things. Achas mehen, avas hahanos hagufios min hamaychol v'hamishte v'hamishgal u'sha'ar tzarchi gufeich, v'hamida hazos kanis osam in shcheinei harav hu gufeich. The first aspect of all of the averos that you've done is a function of physical desire. Things that we do for physical pleasures, eating, drinking, engaging in, in having sexual relations, or anything which is done for physical pleasure, all of that stems from the guf. All that comes from our body. The hamida hashen is then the second thing, avas asrora v'hagadula v'hageyos v'hagavos v'hakina, himeviya usach l'ma'it b'shiyum ha'gemol v'al ha'tova atzlich, v'hamida azos hikenuya lach mishchenayich, asher eskadal b'nei. The other thing that causes us to do averos is our desire for pride, for greatness, for authority, right? Or let's say, for example, we're jealous of other people, and that's a function of the people. And that's a function of the people around which we live, right? So, in other words, all of these things are essentially the reasons why we ultimately sin are either because of physical pleasures or because we want to build up our stature and because we have a desire to be like others. So Amra HaNefesh, Shumahim HaKochos Shani Tzricha L'mana Mimeni. So the Nefesh turns around and says, what are these kochos that I need to refrain from? So Amar HaSeichel, Kochos Hamida Harishona, He Mosre Hamichel, the Hamishte, the Halavush, the Hatimuna, the Hamanucha, the Hashalva, the Hadom Elohen, Aval Kochos Hamida Hashenis, He Mosre Hadibor, Verov Chevras Bene Hadam, Behisna Oslam, the Avas Hamahalal, the Hakavot, Mehem, the Hakinavahem, Bakinyanim Haolamim, the Hachricham, Basher Biadam, Uvazososam, Zahor Genusam, the Hadom Elaze. So basically, the forces that cause you to, for the physical pleasures, is eating, drinking, the way that you dress, sleeping, resting, being in a sense of tranquility, and the forces that lead to the second type of avera are, you know, speaking too much, socializing too much, always looking for approval from other people, looking for praise and honor, being jealous of other people, and things of that nature. Those are the things that can lead to these two types of averos. Basically, if you want to really be healed from the situation that you're in, says the Seichel to the Nefesh, you need to first distance yourself from the situation that you're in. You have to make sure that you no longer feel a connection to any of those things, and only then will you be able to kind of rid yourself of that, and then be able to move on and eventually be healed by taking these forms of medication. Okay, so Okay, so then the Nefesh continues, says, Amra Nefesh, Ze yiksha alai lihi parimun ne orech regilus ivo. So the Nefesh says, it's hard for me to separate myself from this because I'm so used to it, right? Lachin horini be'ez upon him yiko alai b'chastecha. So he says, tell me, what can I do to be able to kind of rid myself of all of these different kinds of averos that I've been doing? So Amar HaSeichel, Halo yadat, ki amaskil yekal be'enov lichros nesach echad minasachav, ulihipokin evar echad me'evarav, kishayera lovo choli, umefachid mehispashto vishari varav, kishahu meivin mashiish bein shneha inyonem, umakir mashiish bein shteha ra'os. So this is an unfortunate medical reality for people. Let's say, for example, a person has diabetes, or a person has some kind of an illness that will, let's say, would spread to their leg. So they have two options. Either they can amputate their leg, or they can leave their leg, but risk the disease spreading to the rest of their body. So sometimes you have to choose between the lesser of two evils. As difficult as it is for a person to admit that they need their leg to be amputated, let's say, but if you don't amputate, you know, the leg, it's going to get much, much worse. V'cheinat, im tirtzi sheyekal be'inayach pridas nashe pridaso kasha, simi alibeich, v'heshtamshi bevinasich b'shikol mashe yesh ben atova asher tagia elayach b'hipardeich mimenu, v'hara'a asher timtso sach b'hasmadas chevraso, v'az yekal be'inayach pridas mashe yeksha alayach mimidotach amagunos. You have to strike a balance. So in other words, if you want to, let's say, figure out, you know, should I spend more time with friends or more time away from friends, well, you need to figure out, what are those friends doing to you? What are those friends, how are they influencing you in your spiritual life? If they're going to be a good influence for you, then you should stick around them. If they're not, then you have to separate. You have to do something which may seem hard in order, in the long run, to do the right thing. So Amra HaNefesh, so what evil is this that's gonna make it better by me separating? So Amar HaSeichel HaTova, Shalvas Nafsheich Umenuchasa Mima'afal Kadrus HaOlam Shehana Osav Ma'oravos Ba'atzavim V'sav Osav Nifsakos V'havyeich LaHakir Ba'acharis Cheskas HaKaraseich B'veis Margoeich V'shetishad Lilo V'sachushi Olav. So he says that the good is going to come about when you're in a state of spiritual tranquility and relief from all of the darkness of the world, when you're going to mix together the pleasures of this world with any grief, any difficulty that you have, and essentially when you stop any physical desires that you have and you can keep them in check, that's when you're going to overcome that problem. Right. The idea here is that if a person is gonna stop, you know, engaging in physical pleasures in a way that's not appropriate, but they're gonna be upset about it, so then you've just undermined the whole point of separating from them. If you're gonna be thinking about it all the time, it hasn't really done much for you. You have to separate from the things that you're not allowed to do in a way where you feel confident, where you feel comfortable by doing that, because when you do that, you're demonstrating that you rise above your petty physical pleasures, that you can rise above that. So Amra Hanefesh Avinosi Masha Zakharta, Vani Mikava Sheikal Bainai Bavuro, Pridas Masha Hayal like Kasha Kodan Lachin, Achosifli Sharshini, May Afni Harafua, Yorini Masha Chafatzti Ba'avodas Elokim. So the Nefesh is now continuing to talk to the Seichel. And he's saying, listen, I understand what you said to me, that the separation will become easier, but I want you to now tell me, what am I supposed to do actively to serve Hashem? So Amra Seichel, Memshelis Hadavar Uchlalo Shal Inyan Hu, Shetekabli Olaich Mimi Shalamalami. It's a very, very simple idea here. He says, if you want to know what is the proper way to serve Hashem, he says like this. He says, you should think about your relationship with Hashem in the way that you would relate to someone who is underneath you. For example, a person who is less than you, who is underneath you, you would want to make sure that you treat them properly, and a person who is above you, you would want to make sure that they treat you properly, right? So whatever you would think in a relationship with another person, whether it's with a boss, or with a teacher, or with a Rebbe, or with a parent, whoever it is, right? Someone who is above you, so you would want them to treat you with respect, you should treat Hashem that same way. Whatever way you think you need to treat someone of greater stature is the way in which you should treat Hashem. So Amra HaNefesh Osifali Pirush Ubiur, Amra Seichel, Ha'aliyah Datich Tovo So the Seichel says that think of all the benefits that Hashem has given you that you share with other people, and think of the benefits that He's given you that are specifically for you. Whatever you think that people give you that's a good thing, you should do that towards Hashem, you should serve Hashem in that way, and whatever you think is a bad thing, whatever you think is negative, you should refrain from doing that. So Amra HaNefesh, Havinosi Masha Zachar Tali Bechlau, Achasei Michesed Ubayero So Li Beprat. So the Nefesh says, I want you to do me a favor and explain this to me all in detail. So Amra HaSeichel, Ha'inyanim Shehim Tovim Me'achad Me'avdei Ha'olam Sheyis Nahig Bam Lefnei Adonav Kishyig Malei Min HaTov, K'tzas Mashig Malich Borich. He says that all of the obligations that we have to act properly, that a servant has to act towards his master, is the same way that we have to act towards Hashem. Mehem, She'yavdeu Levado B'dibor Uvimase, V'sheyihye Nem Basically, you always have to have the awareness and the cognizance of the fact that Hashem is in front of you, and that He's always watching, and that you have to act accordingly. So basically what he's saying here in a very long paragraph is that we have to make sure we honor and exalt Hashem in the way that we speak, in the way that we think. We should praise Him day and night. We should mention all of His good deeds privately and publicly. We should, you know, we should rejoice in what Hashem has given us, right? We have to be like servants to their master. We have to do what Hashem expects of us. We have to follow the mitzvos. We have to keep His Torah. We have to make sure that we don't do averos, right? We have to acknowledge the fact that we are insignificant in comparison to Hashem. There are so many things that we have to do to acknowledge our relationship with Him. Umimashu tov mimenu ma'od laharos zimanei ha'avoda v'hamikna alav b'chol tenuas Ivarov uvemidosav, and that which we also have to show every limb of our body is serving Hashem. He says, "Lo yehege kiim bezichro, v'lo yabid kiim el drachav, v'lo yishma kiim el dvarav, v'lo yochal al mashe trifo, v'lo yachshuv elavigdulaso, v'lo yasa celebritzososo, v'lo yismach kiim ba'avodaso, v'lo yivakish kiim ritzono, v'lo yaretz kiim bishlichuso, v'lo yamur kiim mehamroso, v'lo yeshiv kiim beveso, v'lo yakum kiim bemunaso, v'lo yikra kiim sifro, v'lo yilbash kiim susiraso, v'lo yishan kiim al yitzue ahavaso, v'lo yizdamelo kiim tmunaso, v'lo yer elab mesiko zichro, v'lo yimso." Koras ruach kiyam imo, v'lo yivrach kiyam ehamroso, v'lo yeval kiyam be'ez kaso, v'lo yivchar kiyam ipachto alo mitoch achto, v'lo yikave kiyam chasto, v'lo yichas kiyam b'mashem chayiv ritzono, v'lo yirtze ele b'misha osa ritzono, v'lo yikach kiyam b'rishuso, v'lo yitin ele l'misha tzivo osa losa. So every single activity that we do in our lives has to be because Hashem said we can do it. We can only think because He said so, we can only look because He said so, we can only listen, we can only rejoice, we can only, you know, run, we can only sit. Every single activity that we do has to be because Hashem told us we can do it. Sleeping and waking up and eating and drinking and again, literally every single activity you could possibly think of has to be because Hashem said we can do it or that we can't do it. The chayim b'chol tenuosav lo yatik regel v'lo yaniya af ela achar hafakas ritzon adonav ben. You can't lift your foot. You can't bat an eyelash unless Hashem said so. Aval ha'inyanim shehim ra'im min ha'everim hefech kol atovim be'inei adonav imenu uvehefkam yukeru ha'divarim. But obviously, the opposite is also true. Anything which is a bad habit that a servant should never do to the master, you have to make sure you don't do that either. Uchvar ha'chinosi v'kibat This is the end of the conversation between the seichel and the nefesh. I mean, it's not the end. We're gonna hopefully next week we'll talk more about this conversation. But for our purposes for right now, this is the end of this part of the conversation between the seichel and the nefesh, where basically the bottom line here is what we're saying is that every single activity that a person does in their life has to be with the goal of realizing that they're doing it because Hashem said so or because Hashem said not to. That's the bottom line. That's the only thing that really matters ultimately in life is whether Hashem said you can do it or not.